From Storyflow Daily, Dana Design Brief, Google rebrands Gemini with Neural Expressive, Vincent Leroy floats a kinetic cloud over Beijing, and Actu's HQ doubles up on LEED and WELL Platinum. Welcome to Storyflow Daily Design. I'm Dana. The brand system story the rest of the discipline will be reacting to this week. Per Dazine, Google rolled out a redesign of its Gemini AI tool at the I.O. Developer Conference, anchored on a new visual identity called Neural Expressive. Dazine reports the system spans typography, vibrant colors, fluid animation, passive feedback, and a redesign of Google's app icon set. Gemini VP Josh Woodward, quoted by Dazine, frames the work as making the chat experience feel fluid and futuristic and incredibly natural, and notably argues that good design isn't just about how it looks, but how it works. The structural read for the field. This is Google explicitly merging product UX, brand identity, and AI content presentation into a single design system. Expect a wave of follow-on brand systems from other AI products that treat the chat response itself as a typographic surface. The installation worth your weekend trip if you're near it. Per Design Boom, French artist Vincent Leroy unveiled Point Cloud at Beijing's Taikoo Li Sanlitun as part of the 2026 Fashion Festival. Design Boom describes a monumental kinetic installation of translucent discs in electric blue, violet, pink, and red, each rotating independently in response to wind and projecting chromatic shadows onto the plaza below. The piece runs from May through October. The lesson for product and environmental designers: independently actuated micro-elements driven by ambient input remain the most reliable way to create installations that feel alive across long dwell times. The architecture project to bookmark for your sustainability brief, Per Design, Spanish furniture brand Actu's headquarters in Castalla, designed by José María Tomás Llavador in 2008, has become the only industrial facility in the world to hold both LEED Platinum and WELL Platinum certification. Dazine describes a bioclimatic campus with three 13,000-square-meter production buildings separated from logistics and office structures, cross-ventilation, rainwater-collecting gutter beams, and 5,000 native plants. The product design through-line: Actu has translated those building-scale principles into its Kios acoustic pods, which the brand calls micro-architectures. The Dazine showroom highlight worth noting. Per Dazine, Italian brand Bolzan has published five new beds on Dazine showroom, including Omitahara's Oase bed in solid ash and tightly woven rattan, the fully leather-upholstered Tata, and architect India Madhavi's rosary headboard with ceramic beads from Nova paired with Madhavi's chroma cotton for Pierre Frey. A clean look at how heritage furniture brands are using collaborator-led product lines to enter the contemporary design conversation. And the editorial signal, Per Dazine. This week's Dazine debate features reader reactions to Icon Studio's first historic furniture collection featuring Essam and Louis Kahn pieces. The comment thread is small, but the reissue market conversation Icon Studio is wading into matters. Historic design IP is becoming a meaningful product category. That's your story, Flow Daily Design. Sources in the notes. Dana out.